Describe a time that you visited a friend. You should say who you visited, what you did, why you visited him or her. I'm going to tell you about a special trip I embarked on to see a friend of mine. In October last year, I went to visit my best friend, Michael, who moved to Colorado Springs just a few months before I visited. Visiting Michael was the best excuse to visit the city I always wanted to visit, but also to visit a dear friend. Let me tell you about this once-in-a-lifetime experience. Colorado Springs is a well-known city for its hot springs. Those are wonderful natural hot water springs, ideal for a relaxing afternoon. Besides these, there are snow-capped mountains lining the sky and endless forests to discover. We spent the weekend snowshoeing and relaxing at night with a nice hot spring bath. This entire adventure started as soon as I set foot out of the airport there. I felt so happy being with him and remembering all the adventures we had when we were kids, plus the relaxing moments at the springs. There's nothing else you can ask for in your life. This was really just the right way to make up for lost time with him. All in all, it was a subliminal experience. Part 3. Do you think that it is becoming more difficult to make friends? Lately, it is becoming more difficult to make friends, and this is caused by social media. Even though technology is supposed to connect us in an easier way, it makes it harder to connect face-to-face. With this said, I feel we are becoming less social, so it's more challenging to strike up a conversation with a stranger. Although we can stay in better touch with our old friends due to social media, all in all, it has made making lasting friendships harder. What do you think of making friends on the internet? Making friends online could be both good and bad. All depends on the luck you have and what web pages or apps you use to make friends. For example, when I moved to a new city, I used Meetup, which led me to find free yoga classes with some of the best people I could ever dream of. So, it can be a hit or miss. How do people in your country make friends these days? People in my country prefer the old-fashioned way to make friends. They prefer to gather together at public places and start talking to each other. This helps break the ice easier. Since technology isn't as widespread in my hometown as the big cities, we still place value on face-to-face communication. Moreover, since my hometown is one of the safest in the country, it also makes it easier to strike up conversations with strangers, since we can most likely trust them. Why is it hard to maintain friendships for some people? Nowadays, it's harder to maintain friendships because people have a lot of acquaintances, but not really real friends. They are friends of the moment or opportunity, but not friends for life. Furthermore, people change as they get older, so it's hard for the friendship to stay the same. Lastly, since the work culture is intense in my country, people simply don't have much time to keep in touch.